So two disciples have been to Emmaus and went disappointed and came back rejoicing. And this is their story and a brief story of Simon. They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. And there they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It's true. The Lord has risen and he's appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. And then a second reading from the Old Testament part of the Bible, from the songbook, Psalm 51. And Psalm 51 begins with this introduction. "For the director of music, a psalm of David when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba." You really want to sing songs about that, don't you? But listen to David's song. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." So reads God's word. Thanks, Jason.
Good morning. It's big, isn't it? I've got printing issues, so I've had to bring my entire laptop. What's next? I'll be plugging in my PC, getting set up, couch. I'm joking. Good morning. What a wonderful morning to be looking at restoring back to factory settings, I hear you say. We're going to look this morning at how we can carry stuff around with us that are quite heavy, but how God takes it off us. Okay? It's as simple as that. That's what we're going to look at. It would be remiss of me to not mention Liverpool being world champions as well. I've literally had three or four people ask me, "Can you mention it?" So there you go. Okay. But it's Christmas. Is everybody ready for Christmas? No. No. Most people said yes, thankfully. I think we're, yeah. But is everybody, hands up if you've done all your shopping, if you've got all your gifts for everybody you need to get. Okay, yeah. I think we better stop now and you lot get to the shops because we're very close to getting there now. But shopping for Christmas gifts has really changed. I remember when I used to go out on the 24th of December at like 10 o'clock at night when there was only a 24-hour petrol station open to get Lorraine's gift. Christmas 98, she got a hubcap. And by 2001, she had the full set, so that was good. But the way we shop has totally changed, hasn't it? Do you not think? I work with people, obviously. And the people that I work with, I say to them, "Have you done all your Christmas shopping? Are you ready?" And they're like, yeah. I sat down last night, I downloaded Amazon onto my phone, and boom, I'm away, I've done it. I'm like, "What? You don't go on the street?" No, I just do it all on this Amazon app. I just do it all on that. And I think, wow, that's pretty cool, actually. You know, the fact that you can download a shop onto your mobile phone, onto this little thing. And you can do lots and lots of things on mobile phones nowadays, can't you? The only thing you can't do on a mobile phone is if you have a heated argument with someone, you can't slam it down. What's that about? You don't relieve that stress by slamming it down. You know, like the old days, some of you will remember. The cradles, you could slam the phone into the cradle. You can't do that on this, but you can do a lot of other stuff on a mobile phone. You can do lots and lots of stuff. We actually have apps. An app, just in case you don't know, is something that you download onto your mobile phone so you can do something. So, for example, we can pay for Sarah's school meals via an app that we can download, that I've downloaded onto my phone. I can pay for her school meals. We did it with Luke. He didn't realize at the point when he first started high school, we downloaded the app, we paid money into the bank account, and he was buying, and he didn't realize that we could actually monitor what he was buying. And he became really popular on the third Tuesday of school when he'd bought 12 bacon butties in the middle of the morning. And we thought, yeah, okay, now I know why you're so popular, because I'm paying for the bacon butties. But we do it for Sarah. We've got that app for that. Remember detentions at school? Who got a detention at school? I did, yeah, a few people. Oh, Andrew, really? But I got detentions at school, and when I got a detention, I never got caught out. And I'll tell you why I never got caught out, because I'd be held in, at school, and I'd get home at 4:30, and my mum and dad would be like, where have you been? I'd be like, I've been helping the homeless. And they'd be like, oh, isn't he a good boy? But now I've got an app on my phone that tells me if Sarah gets a detention, it'll literally ping up, she can't get away with it. We've got apps for everything. A lot of you have probably got apps, Bible apps on your phones. Lawrence mentioned before about the Bible in a year, and you can download the app for that. There are apps for ordering food, getting taxis, checking in at airports. There's apps for everything. Now, back in July, I downloaded an app. And this app said it was going to flatten my stomach in 30 days. Yeah, all right, yeah. There's always one and you're always it. Thanks, Trevor. But yeah, it didn't work, and we'll get into that in a minute. But I downloaded this app, and it had like sort of 15 different exercises that you would put, do sit-ups and squats and all that, all the rest of it. And it was like a 10-minute workout. Anyway, I downloaded this app, and then once I downloaded it, I started getting like pop-ups, in my phone. Every time I turned my phone on, these little adverts would pop up. And then I noticed that my phone was draining a lot quicker. The power was going from it a lot quicker than what it normally would. And then I realized that my phone was taking ages to do simple sort of things that I was asking it to do. And it was broken. It wasn't working, it wasn't performing the way it should be. And what had happened was, when I downloaded this app to tone my stomach, what had happened was it actually downloaded a virus into my phone. And that was attacking my phone and making it slow and sluggish. Here's the ironic thing about this. I downloaded it to flatten my stomach, but the apps that were coming out, they were actually for sort of takeaway foods. So that was like a major dilemma there. Do I listen to the app or the virus? I don't know. But that was, it was slowing my phone down. So I thought, what can I do to get this virus off my phone? What could I do? So I downloaded another app. And this app said it will get rid of all viruses off my phone. As soon as I downloaded it, actually, no, my phone went worse. Okay, by this point, I'm thinking, let's go back to two tins and a piece of string. I'll chuck the phone away, okay? I was just fed up with my phone. But there was one last thing I could try. There was one last thing I could do to try and fix my phone, to try and make it perform better. And that was a restore back to factory settings, okay? Now, a restore back to factory settings will allow you to press a button which will totally wipe everything off your phone. It will take down any apps that you have downloaded into your phone. Also, fair warning, if you do this, it wipes your contacts. Trying to remember 150 contacts, not worth it. Just write them down or something. But it will completely erase everything off your phone, and it will make it as if it's a brand new phone. Okay, that's what a factory reset does. And we're at Christmas now. Have you noticed Christmas is the only time you find Brussels sprouts on a stick? What's that about? I don't know what that's about, but we're at Christmas and everyone's busy, 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 as we said last week. But here's the thing. It can be a bit of a bad time of the year for some people. Christmas can be a challenging time of the year for people, because we can be a lot like mobile phones. In life, we can go along through life downloading apps into ourselves. And these apps that we download into ourselves can be exaggerated at Christmas time sometimes. The app of sadness or depression, maybe the loss of a loved one. And it's exaggerated because it's Christmas time and we remember them especially. The app of anger, maybe, or even hate, as we have to reconnect with acquaintances that have maybe hurt us in the past because it's Christmas time. The app of pride, as we go all out to buy the best Christmas presents that we can possibly buy. And then we download the app of debt and stress off the back of that. But it's not just Christmas that we download these apps. Christmas, I believe, intensifies them. I think we're downloading them all year round. Different apps all year round. Apps of loneliness, apps of regret, apps of hopelessness, apps of shame, and apps of addictions. And what happens when we download these apps into ourselves is exactly the same as a phone. Because we become sluggish. We're not operating on 100%. We're not performing as we should be. We feel drained and we become useless. And apps are relatively new. But you know what? Human apps, these emotional apps that we download into ourselves are not new. They're not new. These apps, we've been downloading them since the beginning of time. And they're the same old apps. And the two pieces of the Bible that we've heard this morning are moments that point to God completing a full factory reset. They're moments for two people that have downloaded some really bad apps. And they just need restoring. And God restores them. Simon Peter, or Peter as he's better known, he's one of Jesus' crew. He's not just one of Jesus' crew, he's a part of it. He's a part of the circle, him, Andrew, James, John, and all the rest of them. And as they talk, while they're eating, he can't believe that Jesus is asking him this. He can't believe that Jesus doesn't get that he loves him. Of course I love you, Jesus. Of course I do. And he doesn't believe that Jesus can even tell him that he's going to deny him. I'm not going to deny you, Jesus. Not a chance. After everything we've been through, we've done, everything I've seen you do, there is no way I'm going to deny you. Not a chance. I've got your back. That's not happening. As dawn approaches, and he stands silently in the shadows, Peter thinks to himself, I can't believe what's occurred. In the past few hours, they've got Jesus. They've got him. Another servant girl comes up to him and says, are you with that Jesus? What is it with these servant girls? This is the second servant girl now that's come up to him. And he tells this one the same as he told the first one, no, I don't know this Jesus. I have no idea who he is. I have no clue who he is. And then a crowd at the side says, you know, that accent of yours, that are you associated with that Jesus? And he's like, no. No, I do not know this Jesus that you talk about. Who is he? And then for a split second, his eyes meet with Jesus. Their eyes lock and he remembers what he was told by Jesus. He remembers what he told Jesus, I will never deny you. And as he runs away, it starts downloading into him. As he realizes what he's done, the app of shame is installed into his body. The app of worthlessness is downloading. The app of feeling like a coward is starting to download into him. The app of regret is installed into him. And he feels slow and he feels sluggish because these apps are draining him. They're weighing him down and he feels slower and slower. King David, as King David looks at everything he's achieved, he thinks to himself, you know what, I've come a long way since the days of helping my dad on the farm. He has. Best thing I ever did was kill that Goliath guy. When I look at everything I've got, when I look at the servants I've got to serve me, armies at my command, he just looks around. And as he's looking around, his eyes stop on this gorgeous, gorgeous woman. And the app of lust starts to download as he takes this woman for himself. The app of pride bounces off the app of deceit as he sends an innocent man to his death because of the app of lust. And as he realizes what he's done, the app of shame and guilt download deep into his heart, into his DNA. And he feels slow and he feels sluggish and not working the way he was meant to be working, as these apps that have been installed in him drain him and drain him and drain him. As Peter meets with Jesus, he can't believe Jesus has risen. He's risen. He was dead and he's back. This is unbelievable. But what's more unbelievable is Jesus wants to meet with him, the guy who denied him. Nobody knows what's said behind closed doors, but Peter knows this. He's forgiven. Jesus has forgiven him. He's been restored back to factory settings. He feels lighter. No more apps of shame. No more worthlessness. No more apps of cowardness. No more apps getting in his way. In this, he's running on 100%. He's 100% connected to Jesus again. And he's running free. As David shouts out, "Have mercy on me, Lord," relying on God's great compassion, relying on God's unfailing love, David shouts out, "Blot out my transgressions. Get rid of these horrible apps," is what he's saying. "Clean my DNA out," is what he's saying. "Restore me back to factory settings," is what he's saying. And he feels these apps being uninstalled. He feels faster. He feels more connected to God. He feels exactly how God intended him to feel. And he starts to sing a new song. Two moments of God completing factory resets. Two people that had downloaded so much stuff that were feeling weighed down and just got reset by God. Simon, who felt the forgiveness of God directly from Jesus, and David, who asks God and begs God and receives it, receives restoration. Why? Because this is what God does. This is just two points in the Bible that I'm mentioning today. There are so many more points in the Bible where God resets people back to factory sort of reset settings. A guy named Saul, or Paul, known as a Christian killer, torturer of Christians, he's walking down the road towards a place called Damascus. He meets with God and he has a factory reset moment with God. All those apps are taken away and it becomes prolific in spreading the good news of Jesus. One man on a cross turns to another man on a cross and says, "Please forgive me." And Jesus turns to him and says, "You're with me today. You're going to be with me today. Because all those apps that you downloaded to get you on this cross next to me, I'm taking them away. I'm taking them away and you're going to be with me. I'm restoring you back to how you should be." You know, back in January this year, I realized myself that I'd downloaded some apps that were dragging me down. And I felt ashamed, I felt depressed, I felt hurt, I felt defeated. I felt like I couldn't move, I didn't know what to do. And I asked God, "Will you take this stuff away from me? Will you just lighten me up so I can do something? Because we still need to do something. We do what we can and let God do the rest." but I wanted these apps of shame and hurt to be lifted from me. And he lifted him from me. The problem didn't go away, but the apps went away. And that's not a how great am I, that's a how great is he. Okay, that's a great, he's just so great. We are not made to walk around packed with apps of sadness, apps of hate, apps of anger or addiction or laziness. That's not what we were made for. We were made to have apps of joy, apps of fun, apps of happiness, of love, apps of peace. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus, the birth of a baby that would grow to be a man, the birth of a man that would go to the cross to create a restore button for you, me, for the whole world, and smash all those bad apps out of the park at the cross. That's what we're celebrating. And the best gift you can give yourself this Christmas is to think about any bad apps that maybe you've downloaded. And you know, you might have downloaded this app 10 years ago. You might have downloaded it 5 years ago. It could have been last week. But what's the one bad app that you want Jesus to uninstall from you this morning? What's that one bad app? And the best Christmas present you can do is discover that app and ask him this morning for a full factory reset to uninstall it from you. Not only will he restore you, but he'll celebrate it. Have a very, very nice Christmas.